Good morning, everyone. I'm R.W. Estella with a word in Edgewise. Today is the 26th of January, the 26th day of 2026, with an abundant 339 days ahead of us on our way to 2027. We have plenty of cold and snow these days, as we should this time of year, when down east Maine traditionally resembles a tundra of sorts, winds setting conifer branches in motion, waving white drifts shadowing the lines of sunlight streaming through the forest canopy. Standing on top of the esker we call Terre Pleine, I am looking down the bank to the frozen Stillwater, marveling at the many different strata of ice relative to the frequently changing gauge heights of the past couple of weeks. For some reason today, American rhythm and blues pianist and birthday boy Huey Smith comes to mind, with a refrain perhaps prompted by my runny nose in the sub-zero wind chill. Young man, rhythm's got a hold on me too. I got the rockin' pneumonia and the boogie-woogie flu. Funny how that song, originally penned and recorded by Smith in 1957, did not do nearly as well for him on the charts as Johnny Rivers' cover of it 15 years later. Smith's first two lines are telling. I want to jump, but I'm afraid I'll fall. I want to holler, but the joint's too small. The unpredictability of things the past fortnight has more than a few people on edge. Human communication being what it is these days, our lives seem almost anybody's guess, should we allow ourselves such latitude. Therefore, steadily reaffirming who we are to ourselves remains high on the priority list. Sometimes we lose sense of our internal barometer. For example, I often wonder whether bears are more intelligent than we are, in that they know when to hunker down instead of charging about in a storm. Birthday girl Susan Griffin addresses some of these concerns in her poem, Great As You Are. Be like a bear in the forest of yourself. Even sleeping, you are powerful in your breath. Every hair has life. And, standing as you do, swaying one foot to the other, all the forest stands with you. Each minute sound, one after another, is distinct in your ear. Here, in the blur of mixed sensations, you can feel the crisp outline of being, particulate. Great as you are, huge as you are, and growling like the deepest drum, the continual vibration that makes music what it is. Not some light stone skipped on the surface of things. You travel below, sounding the depths where only the dauntless go. Be like the bear, and do not forget how you rounded your massive shape over the just ripened berry, which burst in your mouth that moment, how you rolled in the wet grass, cool and silvery, mingling with your sensate skin, how you shut your eyes and swam far and farther, still starlight shaping itself to your body, starship rocking the grand, slow waves under the white trees in the snowy night. For every day we celebrate the beginning of new lives and find some comfort in our hope for the future. Among the abundantly famous birthdays today are those of Douglas MacArthur, Bindo Maserati, Bessie Coleman, Zara Cooley, Maria von Trapp, Paul Newman, Roger Vadim, Jules Pfeiffer, Huey Smith, Allison Steele, Scott Glenn, Jean Knight, Susan Griffin, Angela Davis, Ashley Hutchings, Gene Siskel, Corky Lang, Lucinda Williams, Eddie Van Halen, Anita Baker, Ellen DeGeneres, and Wayne Gretzky. And of noteworthy historical significance, today in 1915, Rocky Mountain National Park in Colorado was established. Today in 1926, in his laboratory in London, John Logie Baird gave the first public demonstration of television. Today in 1950, having achieved independence from Great Britain, India became a republic. Today in 1962, Bishop Burke of the Buffalo, New York Diocese declared Chubby Checkers the Twist to be impure and subsequently banned it from all Catholic schools. And today in 1972, Serbian flight attendant Vesna Vulovich was trapped inside the tail end of the fuselage that had broken apart from JAT Flight 367's DC-9 during an explosion and survived the 33,000-foot fall onto a snow-covered mountainside in Czechoslovakia, securing a place for the highest fall without a parachute in the Guinness World Records. Heavenward, early this morning we had our first quarter moon, and tonight and tomorrow night in the south sky, our waxing gibbous moon will appear to lie near the Pleiades star cluster, also known as the Seven Sisters in the constellation Taurus the Bull. The red giant star Aldebaran, the fiery eye of Taurus the Bull, will hence be nearby as well. From Orono, Maine, I'm R.W. Wasella with a word in Edgewise, welcoming this sixth full week of winter, the fourth full week of 2026, and wishing everyone a fine finish to January. Keep the faith.